AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the three other objects recently shot down by the U.S. don't seem to be tied to the big balloon that was shot down over South Carolina.
But nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country.
The president says he plans to talk to China's President Xi Jinping about the balloon shootdown. The message:
the violation of our sovereignty is unacceptable. We'll act to protect our country, and we did.
The president says he's developing sharper rules to track, monitor, and potentially shoot down unknown aerial objects. Police say ammunition was found on the gunman who shot and killed three people at Michigan State University.
Two handguns, the one he shot himself with, and another in his backpack that he was carrying. He also had a loaded magazine that was full to capacity in his left breast pocket. In the backpack, he had 8 loaded magazines of 9mm ammunition, along with a pencil-sized pouch containing 50 rounds of loose 9mm ammunition.
Lieutenant Rene Gonzalez is with campus police. Police also say the gunman, Anthony McCray, had 2 handguns that were bought legally but not registered. There was also a note on him saying he felt he was slighted in some way by people or businesses. A special grand jury that investigated efforts by then-President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn his election loss in Georgia is expressing concerns one or more witnesses called to testify may have lied under oath. No names were given. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency is getting a firsthand look at a creek contaminated by a freight train derailment in Ohio that spilled toxic chemicals and burned in a huge plume over homes and businesses. Administrator Michael Regan stood along a waterway still reeking of chemicals nearly 2 weeks after the derailment. The National Hockey League Players Association has hired Labor Secretary Marty Walsh as its executive director. This is AP News. Kentucky's highest court is allowing a near-total ban on abortion to remain in effect.
The Kentucky Supreme Court has refused to halt the state ban that has largely been in place since Roe v. Wade was overturned. The court was weighing challenges to the ban and a separate one that outlaws abortion after the 6th week of pregnancy. The court sent the challenge to the more restrictive ban back to a lower court for further consideration of constitutional issues. The justices ruled on narrow legal issues. They left unanswered the larger constitutional questions about whether access to abortion should be legal in the Bluegrass State. I'm Norman Hall.
Nearly a year after Bruce Willis's family announced he would step away from acting after being diagnosed with aphasia, his family says his condition has progressed. The 67-year-old actor's family says Willis has a more specific diagnosis of frontotemporal dementia. It causes loss of the ability to speak or to understand. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.